各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
现在奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家来查考投靠神的永不羞愧。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we'll now begin the study on those who trust in God, never be ashamed.
这是要配合我们读经进度，我们所读的诗篇第二卷七十篇跟七十一篇两篇诗篇，跟大家来查考分享。
And this is the topic according to our Bible study, our Bible reading schedule, Psalm chapter 70 and 71.
我们今天按照读经进度应该是读七十篇。
So according to our Bible study, reading schedule, we should be studying chapter 70.
那明天是七十一篇。
And tomorrow is Psalm 71.
但是因为七十篇跟七十一篇这两篇呢，其实可以联合成一篇。
But chapter 70 and 71 actually can be combined as one chapter.
如果我们仔细读这两篇诗篇，你会发现他们是其实应该是同一个作者在同一个情况下所写出来的。
And if you read the two chapters, you realize that they're written by the same author, under the same circumstance.
那七十篇的一开始，它的标题写是大卫的纪念诗，交给灵长。
Chapter 70, it says for the director of music of David, a petition.
那到七十一篇的时候就没有写了。
But chapter 70 did not write that.
所以诗篇如果没有标题，我们就不知道这到底作者到底是谁。
So if there's not a title in front of the chapter, then we don't know who wrote it.
但我们如果看这篇诗篇呢，把它读下去，发现跟七十篇很相似。
But if you continue to read chapter 71, you realize it's very similar to chapter 70.
所以七十跟七十一篇应该都是大卫所写的诗。
Therefore, chapter 70 and 71 should be two psalms written by David.
那为什么大卫会写这样的诗呢？
Why did David write such a psalm?
他祈求神能够赶快来帮助他。
He asked God to quickly come and save him.
应该他的历史背景应该是跟大卫被他的儿子亚沙龙追杀的时候有关的。
This has to do with the fact that David was being persecuted by his own son Absalom.
亚沙龙呢，他为了要篡夺这个王位啊，他做了很多很可怕的事情。
Absalom, in order to take over the throne of David, he has done many horrifying things.
大卫他很了解他儿子亚沙龙的个性。
And David was very familiar with his son Absalom's personality.
所以当亚沙龙他叛变，公开叛变的时候，大卫就赶快逃命了。
And so when Absalom publicly betrayed David, David then ran away.
我们现在看撒母耳记下第十五章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记下第十五章。
2 Samuel chapter 15.
请看第十三节。
15:13.
撒母耳记下十五章十三节，有人报告大卫说，以色列人的心都归向亚沙龙了。
Verse 13, a messenger came and told David, the hearts of men of Israel are with Absalom.
14节，大卫就对耶路撒冷跟随他的臣仆说，我们要起来逃走，不然都不能躲避亚沙龙了，要速速地去，恐怕他忽然来到，加害于我们，用刀杀尽合城的人。
Verse 14, then David said to all the officials who are with him in Jerusalem, come, we must flee, and none of us will escape from Absalom. We must leave immediately, or he will quickly to overtake us and bring ruin upon us and put the city to the sword.
表示说亚沙龙他当时的心呢是很狠的，甚至都可以把大卫王杀死，他自己的父亲。
From here you can tell that Absalom had a very stiff or brutal heart. He was willing even to kill his own father, David.
大卫在这个时候他要逃避亚沙龙的心情比当时候他年轻的时候在逃避扫罗王更害怕。
And the heart of David at the time was even more scary compared to back when he was fleeing away from King Saul.
当时候扫罗要追杀大卫的时候，基本上大卫啊，扫罗王他是被那个恶魔的灵干扰，他不知道自己在做什么。
King Saul at the time was being distracted by the evil spirit. He didn't know what he was doing, so he was persecuting David.
扫罗追杀大卫是出于嫉妒的心，他觉得大卫是个威胁。
So King Saul persecuted David because he was jealous. He thought David was a threat to him.
当时候做王的是扫罗王。
At the time, Saul was the king.
所以大卫他基本上是在扫罗底下的人，而且是他的女婿。
David was Saul's son-in-law. He was under Saul.
所以当时候其实大卫对扫罗王来说并不是一个威胁。
So at the time, David was not a threat to King Saul.
但是现在这一次亚沙龙要追杀大卫可能就不是这样子了。
But this time, when Absalom is pursuing after David, this was not the case.
这个时候的亚撒龙是充满仇恨的。
And this time, the Absalom was filled with hatred.
他看起来是要置大卫于死地的。
And as far as they can tell, he was willing to put them to death.
所以你看，我们说知子莫若父啊，这个做父亲他知道这个儿子的个性。
And so the father knows his son's personality.
他现在等到。当有人报告说以色列人的心都归向亚撒龙的时候，大卫这个时候赶快说：“赶快起来逃命！”
So when people came to David and told him that the heart of men of Israel were with Absalom, David's response was to hurry and flee from them.
因为当他来到耶路撒冷城的时候，一定会把全城杀光。
Because once he came to Jerusalem, he was willing to kill the whole city.
他要杀全城，只是其实是为了要篡夺王位，要杀大卫王的。
And he would be willing to kill the people in the city in order to take over the throne to kill David.
所以在被亚撒龙追杀的时候，这是一个非常危急、是紧张的时候了。
So when he was being persecuted by Absalom, this was a very emergent situation.
我们从第十五章看到，其实当时候跟随大卫人不多了。
From chapter 15, you can tell that at the time there are very few men following David.
以色列人的心都归向亚撒龙，所以其实整个民心都倒向亚撒龙那边去了。
The heart of men of Israel were all with Absalom.
那所以呢，在这种情况下，大卫他写了很多诗篇。
Under this circumstance, David then wrote many pieces of psalms.
我们在读第二卷诗的时候，从诗篇五十篇开始，基本上都是大卫所写的了。
From Psalm chapter 50 on, the second half of book of Psalm, they were all written by David.
哦，是诗篇第二卷哈，很简单的，前面基本上是可拉的后裔所写的。那后面从五十篇以后，基本上都大卫的诗，而且都跟他被追杀的时候有关系。
From chapter 1 to chapter 49, all written by the descendant of Korah, and chapter 50 on, the second book of Psalm, were all written by David.
那在所以一个人在危难的时候，在很困苦的时候，常常这个时候也都是神的感动。对神的感动，对神的呼求最深切的时候，写出了很多感人的诗篇。
When a person is in need, in danger, this person from the bottom of his heart cries out to God, is able to produce such beautiful hymns.
所以这两篇诗篇基本上的背景应该是在这种被追杀的时候所写出来的。
So this is the background of these two psalms. It was during the time where David was being persecuted.
那后来应该是最，特别是在七十一篇，因为作者特别有提到。应该是在大卫年老的时候，他回想他当时的情况所写出的。
In chapter 71, the author specially mentioned, this is David remembering what happened to him when he was younger.
所以七十一篇基本上是一个老年人的那个心情所写出了祷告的诗篇。
And chapter 71 should be a prayer psalm for somebody who is advanced in age.
当然，因为他没有写作者，我们这样的讲法是从这个上下文这样子去推论出来的。
Of course, the author of this chapter was not very clear, so this is only our deduction.
不过，从这两篇诗篇我们这样在分析呢，我们会慢慢看到。一些线索，这两篇的联系越来越清楚。我们等一下要看到。
Once we start to analyze these two pieces of Psalms, you'll realize that they're very similar.
那七十一篇，因为我们的圣经没有写标题，但是在希伯来文的圣经，就是希伯来文的七十四译本呢，它就有标题了。
In our Bible, there's not a title to Psalm chapter 71, but in the Hebrew scripture, there's actually a title.
那七十一篇，他特别注在七十四译本里面特别注明说是大卫的诗。
And in the 71th book in Hebrew, it says this is a hymn, a psalm of David.
交给约拿单的后裔跟出席被掳的人来唱的。
And is for the descendant of Jonathan and those who were being taken captive.
啊，所以这个是七十四译本的圣经里面所做的标题了。
So that is the title for Psalm 71.
那这个七十四，我们常常有时候在读圣经的时候提到所谓的七十四译本呢、啊，这一本圣经啊，在当代，就是特别在主耶稣那个时代呢，这是主耶稣所用的，他们当时所看的圣经。
So the 71st piece of scripture at the time was a piece of scripture that was used by Lord Jesus often.
那这个七十四译本是旧约圣经从希伯来文把它翻译成希腊文的啊一本圣经。
And the 71st scripture is a translation of the Bible or the scripture from Hebrew to Greek.
是在公元前285年的时候，当时候的埃及王召集在亚历山大城里面72位犹太籍的长老们 一些文士组成来翻译圣经的作品。
It was at the time about 285 BC, an Egyptian pharaoh had gathered all the teachers and the scribes of Israel into the city of Alexandria in order to translate that piece of scripture.
因为当时候是在希腊帝国的统治底下。
Because at the time they were under the dominion of the Greece Empire.
那时候的普遍的语言是希腊文。
So the common language at the time was Greek.
就好像现在你看世界通用的语言基本上可以说是用英文来取代的。
And just like today, a common language of the world today is English.
当时候住在国外，就在以色列地以外这些犹太人呢，他们基本上很多人都不懂希伯来文的。
So people living outside of Israel at the time, they did not speak Israel.
那当时候他们共同语言都是希腊文的。
Because their common language was Greek.
那所以呢，当时候这个王呢，我们不知道为什么他会突然下这个命令，但是他召集的这七十二位长老，懂希伯来文的也懂希腊文的，把它翻译圣经，把它希伯来文圣经把它翻成希腊文。
Well, we don't know why the king decided to do that at the time, but he did gather 72 elders who spoke both Hebrew and Greek to help ask him to translate.
这个花一段时间去完成的，从285年以后开始做。
And that started in 285 BC. It took a while to finish a task.
到主耶稣那个时候，基本上那个圣经已经完整，他已经翻好了。所以主耶稣那时候所看的圣经呢，其实就是当时候的74亿本希伯来文圣经。
And so the task was already completed by the time Lord Jesus came. So the scripture at the time that Lord Jesus used was the translated scripture.
所以从译本上看来，七十一篇它特别也是注明是大卫的诗。
And from the translated scripture, it also made an annotation that this is a hymn by David.
那这两篇，因为七十一篇没有。看起来如果是同一篇诗篇的作者在编辑的时候应该是把它认为是同一篇，所以他没有在71篇的时候就没有在写这个标题了。
So assuming it's written by the same author, when the author wrote the two psalms, it did not make another title for it because it's actually of one psalm.
我们现在看70篇的第一节。
So let's look at chapter 70 verse 1.
说神啊，求你快快地搭救我，主啊，求你速速帮助我。
Hasten, O God, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me.
第二节说，愿那些行索我命的报愧蒙羞，愿那些喜悦我遭害的退后受辱。
Verse 2, may those who seek my life be put to shame and confusion. May all those who desire my ruin be turned back in disgrace.
我们现在，你如果跳过去看71篇的第12节。
If you skip to chapter 71, verse 12.
神啊，求你不要远离我，我的神啊，求你速速帮助我。
12, do not be far away from me, O Lord. Come quickly, O my God, to help me.
13节说，愿那与我性命为敌的羞愧被杀。愿那谋害我的受辱蒙羞。
13, may my accusers perish in shame. May those who want to harm me be covered with scorn and disgrace.
我们看到这两段圣经很类似的。
So you can see these two passages are very similar.
所以有这些这个学者在分析呢，应该70篇看起来就是71篇的导读，所以呢就是它的前言，它因此那71篇就没有再写标题。
And some scholars think that chapter 71 is preface to chapter 71.
那这其实这两从70篇71篇到72篇呢，这三篇呢基本上可以看作是一组诗篇，都是大卫所写的。
Chapter 70, 71 and 72, it should be a same group of psalms is all written by David.
这是一组诗，就是这三篇是在一起的。
So these three hymns are of one group, so they are together.
我们现在看72篇。
Let's look at 72.
那72篇它这里有一个标题，它说为王祷告，所罗门的诗。
And 72's title is of Solomon.
但是这一篇诗不是所罗门写的。
But this psalm was not written by King Solomon.
72篇这一篇是写给所罗门的诗。
Psalm chapter 72 is written for Solomon.
是大卫写给所罗门的诗。
This is a psalm that written by David for Solomon.
我们从最后一节看得出来，到看72篇第20节。
If you look at 72 verse 20.
耶西的儿子大卫的祈祷完毕。
This concludes the prayer of David, son of Jesse.
所以这72篇本身就是大卫他为他儿子的祷告，把它写成诗篇，交给他的儿子所罗门。
Chapter 72 is actually a prayer of David for his son Solomon. It was given to his son Solomon.
所以这个就是这样，有时候诗篇是一组一组的，所以70, 71, 72就是一组诗篇。
In Book of Psalms, there are many psalms that are grouped together. So chapter 70 to 72 are in one group.
是 应该是作者 在老年的时候，年老的时候所写。
And this is written by the author while he was advanced in age.
那我们在读诗的诗篇的时候，我们如果连续这样读，我们发现有些诗篇重复了。
And as we're reading the book of Psalm, we realize that some are repetitive.
我们现在把这个七十篇留着，我们现在看三十一篇。
Let's go to Psalm.
我们看不是，我们看四十篇十三节。
Let's go to chapter 40, verse 13.
四十篇的十三节。
Chapter 40, verse 13.
四十篇的十三节到第十七节。
It's from 13 to 17.
你会看到这几节圣经十三到十七跟七十篇一到五基本上是一样的。
So Psalm chapter 40 verse 13 to 17 is pretty much the same as chapter 70 verse 1 to 5.
在我们中文圣经唯一的差别就是那个在四十篇所讲的耶和华把它改成了在七十篇的神。
And the only difference in Chinese translation is Lord in chapter 40 is God in chapter 70.
哦，所以基本上这个就是都一样，你看那个诗里面的词句都一样的。
So basically, the words of these two passages were all the same.
那四十篇的时候，他就写是大卫的诗了哈。
And so in chapter 40, it says that this is a psalm of David.
那为什么会重复呢？就是七十篇，他这五节基本上是从七十篇的五节是从四十篇这样取出来的。
And the reason is repetitive is because the five passages in chapter 70 were taken out of Psalm chapter 40.
表示说在这一段四十篇的这一段呢，它常常被人单独使用，被单独引用来表达一个在困苦穷乏的人他的祷告。
And this is because chapter 40 verse 1 to 5 is often taken out by itself as a prayer of somebody who is in need or who is in tribulation.
那这一段诗篇呢，就代表一个人他在紧急的时候，他向神的热切的呼求，求神主啊，赶快来帮助我。
And this psalm is a prayer of somebody who is crying out to the Lord for help while he is in dire urge.
那表示说其实诗篇因为这是可以唱的，表示这一段呢很多人很喜欢唱啊。
And the psalm is actually a piece of music, so these five verses must be sung often.
所以这是为什么会被引出来，是特别再重变成一篇诗篇一样。
And this is why these five verses were taken out and turned into chapter 70, a chapter by itself.
好，那现在七十篇跟四十篇是有重复了哈。
And so chapter 40 and chapter 70 are the same.
那我们现在看三十一篇，诗篇三十一篇。
Let's now turn to Psalm 31.
诗篇三十一篇。
Psalm 31.
三十一篇第一节。
Psalm 31 verse 1.
第一节到第五节啊。
Psalm 31
到第四节。
1 to verse 4.
这一段呢、啊，跟七十一篇的一到四节也很相似啊。
And these four passages are very similar to Psalm 71 verse 1 to 4.
我们现在看三十，我们既然翻到三十一篇，我们看三十一篇第一节。
Let's look at Psalm 31 verse 1.
主啊，我投靠你，求你使我永不羞愧，凭你的公义搭救我。
In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness.
第二节说，求你侧耳听，快快救我，做我坚固的磐石，拯救我的宝藏。
Two, turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock and refuge. Be strong fortress to save me.
第三节说，因为你是我的原石，我的山寨，所以求你为你名的缘故引导我，指点我。
Verse three, since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me.
第五节说，求你救我脱离人为我暗设的网罗，因为你是我的宝藏。
Verse four, free me from the trap that is set for me, for you are my refuge.
我们如果看回来诗篇七十一篇第一节呢？
If we turn back to Psalm 71, look at verse 1.
你会看到基本上一直到第四节都很相似的。
And you'll see that from 1 to verse 4 is very similar.
这是为什么我们会觉得说这一篇71篇也是大卫所写的。
And this is why we think that chapter 71 is also written by David.
所以基本上诗篇其实很多很多我们会看到一些重复的经节出现。在不同的地方。
And the book of Psalm, you'll see many passages repeatedly appear in different Psalm books.
我们可以自己做参考了哈。七十篇这几节呢， 跟35篇也很类似。
And for your reference, chapter 71, there are passages in there that are similar to Psalm chapter 35.
我们自己去对照看看70篇跟35篇在哪里相似。
And so you can compare the two chapters by yourself and see where is it, where they are similar.
好，然后71篇呢，这一篇因为是他老的时候所写的。
So chapter 71 was a chapter written by David when he was old.
我们现在看第九节，71篇第九节。
Let's look at Psalm 71 verse 9.
第九节说：“我年老的时候，求你不要丢弃我；我力气衰弱的时候，求你不要离弃我。”
Do not cast me away when I'm old. Do not forsake me when my strength is gone.
第十七节说：“神啊，自我年幼时，你就教训我，直到如今，我传扬你奇妙的作为。”
17. Since my youth, O God, you have taught me, and to this day I declare your marvelous deeds.
第十八节说：“神啊，我到年老发白的时候，求你不要离弃我，等我将你的能力指示下代。”将你的大能指示后世的人。
Verse 18, even when I am old and great, do not forsake me, O God, till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all who are to come.
从这七十一篇，我们看到这个作者他在表达的那个心情是很成熟、很平静的。
And from chapter 71, you see that the what the author was trying to express at the time was a heart was very peaceful.
那这个作者本身呢，他是从小就倚靠神的。
And the author was somebody who has relied on God since he was little.
他年纪大的时候，他变得很成熟，信心变得很坚固。其实他是从小就一直在倚靠神，在把神当作他的。当作他的避难所所表现出来的特征呢
？When he was advanced in age, he is somebody who is very mature in faith, and it's because he's been relying on God since he was younger.
你看看第五节啊。
Let's look at verse 5.
主啊，你是我所盼望的，从我年幼，你是我所倚靠的。
Verse 5, for you have been my hope, O sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth.
刚才我们所读过的十七节说，自我年幼，你就教训我了。
And 17, we just read, it says that you had taught me since I was young.
哦，所以这个就是这两篇诗篇的一些特征了哈。我们现在看得到，我们就有一个比较清楚的了解。
And so these are the characteristics of these two psalms. So now we have studied a little bit further.
那第七十篇呢？这篇如果我们用一个主题来看它的话，用一个标题来标示这一篇整篇的内容。
If you have to use a title to summarize the entire chapter 70,
那我个人是这样子看，那是神是困苦穷乏者的帮助。
And my personal title for this chapter is God is the help of the poor and in need.
第五节说，但我是困苦穷乏的，神啊，求你速速来到我这里来，你是帮助我的，搭救我的。主啊，求你不要单言。
Verse 5, yet I am poor and needy. Come quickly to me, O God. You are my help, my deliverer. O Lord, do not delay.
70篇的第一节里面在讲说，求神赶快来帮助。
Chapter 70, verse 1, it says, ask God to hasten to save him.
你看，求主，你快快搭救我，主啊，求你速速帮助我。
It says, hasten, O God, to save me. O Lord, come quickly to help me.
为什么要这样子求？赶快，就是不要再单言了哦。现在情况很危急了。
Why is it that he begged God to come quickly to save him and do not delay any longer?
第二节跟第三节讲他当时候的情况，好像说命就危在旦夕啊！你再不来，我就快没命了。
And chapter 2 to 3, you can tell that he was in dire emergency. If God delayed any further, he would lose his life.
当时候他面对三种人的危害。
So at the time he was facing danger of three kinds of people.
第二节那里说，有一些人是寻索我命的。
And verse 2 says some were seek his life.
就是要来取我命的人，这是直接跟针对我来。
And there are some people that come directly at him to seek his life.
第二节第二句那里说，有些人是喜悦我遭害的。
And there are some that desire his ruin.
就是哦，对我幸灾乐祸的。看到我这样的情况哈，哇，在那边鼓掌叫好。
And that those people are happy to see he lay in ruin.
然后第三节那里有一种第三种人，就是对我说啊哈啊哈的，就是有些人哈会趁这个时候落井下石，对我讥笑辱骂。
And there's some people that will laugh at him, almost put salt on his wound and say 啊哈啊哈。
那这个就是当时候他的那个紧急的情况，这三种人都是恨不得这个作者大卫赶快死。
And so these three kind of this is the situation of David at the time. There are three kinds of people that want him to die.
那所以当时候你看他的那个祷告哈，你看当时候他的祈求，愿这些寻索我命的人报愧蒙羞。
And the prayer for him at the time is, may those people, be put to shame.
然后那些幸灾乐祸的呢，愿他们退后受辱。
And that, that those who desire his ruin be turned back in disgrace.
然后愿那些讥笑辱骂我的人呢，羞退啊，羞愧退后。
And those who mock at him be turned back because of their shame.
所以你是要看到当时候这个作者他的危机情况，就好像这些要找他命的，要他命的人已经逼到他眼前来了。
And so it seemed that the situation at the time is that those three kinds of people are persecuting in or immediately in front of him.
他现在求神来帮助，然后这些要来取我命的人，他就退后去，他们就被神的那个能力，神把我保护啊，把我跟他们阻隔起来，他们就退后了。
And so he seek for the help of God so that God can protect him and block him away from these people.
然后这些要伤害我的人就会觉得很羞愧，赶快走。
And the hope is that those people who want to pursue him will be put to shame and leave.
然后第四节呢，七十篇的第四节你会看到有两种人，他讲了两种人。
And in verse 4, it talks about two kinds of people.
他说，愿一切寻求你的，因你高兴欢喜。
It says, may all those who seek you rejoice and be glad in you.
愿那些喜爱你救恩的常说，当尊神为大。
And may those who love your salvation always say, let God be exalted.
所以这一节在讲说，他这个作者大卫呢，他深信投靠神的人必然蒙福。
It shows that David, the author, believes that those who rely on God will be delivered and will be saved.
我们今天如果寻求神，我们最后一定会高兴欢喜。
So today, if we seek after God, we will surely be rejoice and be glad.
如果我们今天是很喜悦神救恩的人呢，我们一定会常常说当尊神为大。
So if we're the people that love God's salvation, we will always say, let God be exalted.
也就是说，他不会用自己的方法去报复来寻索他命的人，或者是讥笑他的人。
In other words, this person will not use his own way to revenge and pursue after those who try to harm him.
因为如果我们相信神会拯救，那为什么我还要用自己的方式去救我自己呢？
Because if we believe that God will deliver us, then why do we use our own way to revenge?
神既然是我的头，我的依靠，我就不用害怕了。
So if God is my refuge, then I will not be afraid.
这是他的期望，也是他的相信。
So this is his hope, and this is also his belief.
那第五节呢？
In verse 5.
但现在我是困苦穷乏的。
However, yes, yet I am poor and needy.
主啊，你是我的帮助。
So Lord, come quickly to me.
所以他相信神，你一定会来帮助我。
So he believed that God will come and deliver him.
你是帮助我的，你是搭救我的。
And you are my help and you're my deliverer.
他求神不要单言，赶快来。
So he prayed that Lord do not delay.
这是他的祷告，他的呼求。
That is his prayer, his calling to God.
然后接下去看第71篇。
So continue to 71.
投靠主的永不羞愧。
It says those who take refuge in the Lord will never be put to shame.
也就是说，他现在更肯定的说，神一定会成为他的依靠，神一定会成为他的磐石避难所。
So it shows that he is even more sure that God will be his refuge, God will be his rock.
我们看七十一篇第一节到第四节，你会一直看到一个字眼。
So chapter 71 from 1 to 4 you'll see a word that appears repetitively.
当然在中文圣经才会有的，英文圣经都是一直用一个动词来表达。
In English,
现在式的动词。
In English translation, it's using a present tense verb, but this repetitive word can only be seen in Chinese.
你看第一节里面，求你叫我永不羞愧。
And in verse 1, it says, let me never be put to shame.
然后到第二节说，求你凭你的公义搭救我。
And verse 2, rescue me and deliver me in your righteousness.
好，到第三节说，求你做我常住的磐石。
So verse 3, be my rock of refuge.
第四节说，我的神啊，求你救我脱离恶人的手，脱离不义和残暴之人的手。
And verse 4, deliver me, O my God, from the hand of wicked and from the grasp of evil and cruel men.
这个就是信心的呼求。
So this is a calling of faith.
他求神，神啊，你会凭你的公义，你都看在眼里，这些恶人要来寻索我的命，你知道这些人是不对的。
So he's crying to God that you know these people are trying to take my life, you know they're evil.
这些人是残暴的，你公义的神，你绝对不会让这个事情发生的。
So these people are cruel and evil, you are a God of righteousness, you will not allow this to happen.
你一定会救我。
So you will save me.
我现在要投靠你，永不羞愧，我绝对不会因着信靠神，然后被 被逼到无路可走的境界。
So that I will take refuge in him and I will never be put to shame. I will never run out of options.
所以你看这些你看从第七十篇的第二节，你看到这些寻索我命的、喜悦我遭害的、对我讥笑的人是什么人？是恶人，是不义的，是残暴的。
And so from chapter 70, you see that those people who seek his life, who desire his ruin, who is mocking at him, are the people who are evil and cruel.
但是他当然都有肯定的说，主啊，你是我的磐石，我的山寨。
And now he is sure in saying that God is his rock and fortress.
我藏在你里面，一定可以得到安全的。
So if I'm hide in you, then I will be safe.
所以第一节到第四节就是他的呼求。
So chapter 71 verse 1 to 4 is David's cry.
然后从第五节到第八节，我们就看到这个作者大卫他对神的认识跟对神的体验。
From verse 5 to verse 8, we can see the author David, his understanding towards God.
你看他的体验是主啊，你是我所盼望的。
So his understanding and experience is that, for you have been my hope, O sovereign God.
从我年幼的时候，你就是我的依靠了。
My confidence since my youth.
然后其实从我年幼的时候，你就是教导我的，你教训我了。
And you have taught me since I was young.
然后是你叫我出母腹的，所以生命在你的手上，你是让我存活的神。
So you brought me forth from my mother's womb. You gave me the life.
然后你从我出生以后，你就一直是扶持我的人。
And that that from birth I have relied on you.
所以呢，你看他对神真的很认识。他说这个我一出生就是靠着神长大到现在这个阶段的了。
This shows that his understanding towards God. He realized that from the time of birth, he has relied on God.
是神一路保护我，一直存，所以今天我才可以存活。
It was God that had protected him all along, so that he can still be alive.
所以第六节让你说，主啊，我必常常要赞美你。
And that's why in verse 6 says, Lord, I will ever praise you.
然后第七节那里说，许多人以我为怪。但你是我坚固的避难所。
Verse 7, I have become a portent to many, but you have been my strong refuge.
为什么叫做许多人以我为怪呢？
Why is it that he says that I become like a portent to many?
怪在哪里？
Where is he different?
你看作者不是说吗？你是让我出母腹的。
And the author said that you have brought me out of my mother's womb.
我从年幼的时候，主啊，你就是一直帮助我的、扶持我的人哦。
So ever since my youth, you have supported me.
可是今天为什么你这个有神做依靠人，你今天怎么落到这个地步了呢？
And so a person that has relied on God all along, how can you be in this situation?
为什么会有人对我说啊哈啊哈的，就是这些人在讥笑我说你的神在哪里？
So why are people saying to him, ah ha ah ha, mocking at him? It's because they're saying, where is your God?
我们现在看跳过去看第十节。
Let's skip to verse 10.
因为我的仇敌议论我，那些要窥探要害我命的人彼此商议。
For ten, for my enemies speak against me; those who wait to kill me conspire together.
十一节说，神已经离弃他，我们追赶他，捉拿他吧，因为没有人搭救。
Verse 11, they say God has forsaken him; pursue him and seize him, for no one will rescue him.
所以他这里说，许多人以我为怪啊。
And so this is why he says that many people, I am important to many.
就是在人的眼中看来说，你这个人神已经离弃你了，所以你今天才落到这种地步。
It means that in the eyes of many, they think that God has forsaken him, and that's why he is in this situation.
所以这些要追索他命人觉得说，既然神都没人帮助，也没有人在搭救你的，那当然这个就是我们的机会了。
So the people that are pursuing him thinks that if no one's saving him, God has forsaken you, this is our opportunity to kill you.
所以这个就是当时候人从这个作者大卫的身上看到说，奇怪了，你一直在说你要赞美神，你是有神可以靠人，但是如果神帮助你，今天怎么落到这个地步呢？
People might say to David, the author, that if you had praised God and rely on God, why did God forsake you and leave you like this?
但是虽然面对这种讥笑，这个大卫他说，神，主啊，你是我坚固的避难所。
Even facing such mocking, and David still says that Lord is his refuge.
所以这个是基于他对神的体证里面他所表达出来的，他永不羞愧，他觉得我今天靠神绝对不会觉得很不好意思，他很勇敢的说，虽然你们认为很奇怪，但是神还是我的避难所。
And this is based on his understanding towards God, even though he is a mocking to others, but he still believes that God is his refuge.
然后呢，他说，你的赞美，你的荣耀，终日必满了我的口。第八节。
In verse 8, my mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long.
所以我要不断的赞美你，歌颂你。
And so that he will continue to praise and sing praises to God.
你的赞美，你的荣耀，在我的口中。
And my mouth is filled with your praise and splendor.
所以这个大卫他当时候他并没有对神的作为怀疑，他并没有说神啊，你好像说我现在靠神，我倚靠神是不值得的，他没有这样想，他说神是我的荣耀。
David still insists that God is his splendor, his praise. He did not have the slightest doubt towards God's work.
然后到第九节，从第九节到第十三节，我们看到另外一个段落。
And so from verse 9 to verse 13 we see another segment.
他求神你怜悯眷顾，这是一个祷告。
And this is a prayer because he's asking God to have mercy on him.
你看很明显的他再一次用祈求的字眼来求神啊，求你不要丢弃我。
And so he is again crying out to God, do not forsake him.
哦，我力气衰弱的时候求你不要离弃我了。
And do not forsake me when my strength is gone.
仇敌虽然要来捉拿我，
even though my enemies are speaking against me,
认为神你已经不再看顾我了。
Even though they think that God, you no longer watch over me.
第十二节，神啊，求你不要远离我。
And verse 12 it says, "Do not be far from me, O God."
主啊，神啊，求你速速帮助我。
Come quickly, O my God, to help me.
哦，所以他这个祈求神不断的眷顾，所以现在我老了，求神你也不要丢掉，把我丢弃。
He's crying to God to continue to watch him, even when he is old, that do not forsake him.
哦，所以这个就是一个祷告，一个心愿。
This is a wish and this is a prayer.
然后到第十四节，从十四节到第十六节。
From 14 to verse 16.
你就会看到他一连串的我要做什么，我要做什么。
And you can see a few times he says, I want to do this and I want to do that.
然后在这个英文的圣经里面，他一直用未来式，我将怎么样，我将怎么样。
So in English you'll see he says several times, I will.
哦，你看第十四节说，我要常常的盼望。
Verse 14, I will always have hope.
哦，然后第十五节说，我要述说，我的口要述说你的公义跟你的救恩。
And verse 15, my mouth will tell your righteousness of your salvation all day long.
哦，第十四节那里有一个，我要愈发赞美你。哦。
And verse 14, I will praise you more and more.
然后第十六节说，我要来说主神的大能的事。
And verse 16, I will come and proclaim your mighty acts.
16节第二句说，我但要提说你的公义。
I will proclaim your righteousness.
所以这是他现在祈求神眷顾以后，他即将要采取的行动了。
And this is the action he's about to take after he asked God to help him.
其实我们今天在跟神祷告以后，我们其实要在神面前立志求神帮助，同时我要来回报神的对我的爱，对我的拯救。
Today, after we make our prayer to God, we have to set a determination to repay God, to repay His deliverance.
然后到十七节，从十七节到第二十一节呢。
So from 17 to verse 21.
那这个是他祈求神给他机会拯救我，然后呢，我要把你的作为传给下一代。
He's asking God to deliver him so that he can declare his power to the next generation.
我们刚才读过第十七节、十八节了。
We already read verse 17 and 18.
十九节说：“主神啊，你的公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你呢
？”And 19 says, "Your righteousness reaches the sky, O God, who have done such great things."
你是叫我们多经历重大急难的。
Verse 20, though you have made me see troubles.
但是你一定会让我复活起来，我一定再活过，我一定在有能力再面对这种情况。
But you will restore my life again.
你要从地的深处救上来，我从死地要重新复苏起来。
From the depths of earth, you will again bring me up.
然后二十一节说，求你使我越发昌大，又转来安慰我。
Verse 21, you will increase my honor and comfort me once again.
所以他这一段里面所表达的就是他祈求神能够拯救。因为他有个目的，要来把神的作为指示后代的人，这是一个很重要的信仰的传承。
In this section, he asked God to save him so that he can pass the belief to the next generation, and this is passing on the faith.
然后从第二十二节到二十四节的最后，他对神的歌颂赞美。
And verse 22 to 24 is lastly his praise towards God.
而且他的歌颂赞美是全心全意的。
And he sing praises God with his heart.
他的赞美绝对不是只在嘴巴上而已。
And his praise of God is not just lip service.
真的是从心里面，从心灵里面对神的欢呼。
And he truly and his praise of singing comes from the bottom of his heart.
你看第二十三节。
And verse 23.
我歌颂你的时候，我的嘴唇和你所属我的灵魂都必欢呼。
Verse 23, my lips will shout for joy when I sing praise to you, whom I whom you have redeemed.
所以这个就是这这 这两篇的一个大纲，这样的段落，我们看到这个就是作者他铺陈他的心情。
And so these are the summary major points of these two chapters. This is the heart of the author.
那从这两篇里面，小弟有一些感想。
And so from these two chapters, I have some reflections.
我们现在当我们碰到困苦穷乏的时候，我们要记住对神不断的呼求。
So today, when we are poor and needy, we have to remember to continue to cry out to God.
我们要求神快来帮助。
We have to ask God to quickly come and save us.
因为我们知道神是我们唯一的依靠。
Because we know that He is our only reliance.
当然，我们也像作者说的，求神不要单言。我们一定心里很急，神啊，我的困难，求你赶快来为我解决。
So we ask God to hasten and come and solve our problems.
那我们求神，我们知道神是公义，神是信实的。投靠他的人永不羞愧。
And so we pray to God because we know He is righteous, He's faithful. Those who rely on Him will never be ashamed.
然后求神，你是公义的神，主啊，你是公义的神，求你凭你的公义拯救，不要让恶人猖狂。
And we know God is God of righteousness, so may You save me according to righteousness and not let the evil one boast.
当然，这个前提是我们本身是会追求向神的。追求神的公义，不会去做恶事，不会是注重罪孽的人。
So, but however, the prerequisite to this is that we have to be a person that follows God's righteousness, that do not do evil.
我们要祈求神来拯救的时候，我们一定要做到一步，就是我们是不会注重罪孽，我们会去追求神的公义。
Before we ask God to come and help us and save us, we have to be a person that pursue after His righteousness.
我们看第六十六篇。
Let's look at chapter 66.
第六十六篇的第十八节。
Chapter 66, verse 18.
我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened.
第十九节说，但神实在听见了，他侧耳听了我祷告的声音。
19, but God has surely listened and heard my voice in prayer.
神是应当称颂的，他并没有推却我的祷告，也没有叫他的慈爱离开我。
Verse 20, praise be to God, who has not rejected my prayer, or withheld love from me.
你看，所以我们今天如果会追求这个神的公义呢，那神他垂听我们的祷告了。
So today, if we pursue after His righteousness, then God will listen to our prayers.
我们求神来做我们的避难所，做我们的磐石。
So we ask God to be our rock and our refuge.
我们求神不要丢弃我，不要远离我，特别是我们在年老的时候。
So we cry to God that never forsake us or leave us, especially when we are old.
你看，我们当我们人一个人年纪越大的时候
，So when we are older in age,
有时候我们心里也会恐惧了。
Sometimes we have fears in our heart.
恐惧什么
？What are we afraid of？
恐惧我们可能没有时间了。
We are afraid that we may not have enough time.
因为我们生命是固定的，我们每一天一直从我们的这个生命的账号里面一直支取。我们生命越来越短了。
Because our life is just getting shorter and shorter every day.
但是如果我们都还没有赶快把我们神的作为、我们信仰体验传给下一代，我们会害怕说，我们会不会有遗憾说，哦，都还没有把神的话讲清楚，然后我们就走了。
If we have not passed on our faith to the next generation, wouldn't we regret that we have not tell God's word to our next generation and then we die already?
因为信仰是一个经历，是一个生活。
Because faith is a life experience.
因为老年人信靠神久的人，他经历神的作为，一定比那年轻人丰富很多。
So those who are more advanced in age, they have more experience in God compared to somebody who's younger.
这个是没有办法超越的，因为属灵的经历通常是要累积的。
And this is not something that can change because the experience of faith requires time.
这是为什么我们有时候看那个我们在听老年人讲道理跟年轻人讲道理不太一样。
And this is a difference between an older person delivering a sermon compared to a younger person.
老年的人他对神有很深的体验以后，他现在所体会到的已经不是这个知识层面，他真的是从他在生活当中体验神的作为之后，他所分享的信仰的体验的。
A person that is older in age or more advanced in age, his teaching about God is no longer limited to words, but is actually his life experience.
这么重要的体验一定要分享给下一代人，让他们可以减少很多摸索的阶段跟过程。
Such an important experience we must pass on to the next generation to save them some time.
我们如果从小就知道说要把所有的依靠放在神身上，
If since we are in our youth, we know that we need to put our focus on God.
我们就可以避免走很多冤枉路。
And we can avoid many unnecessary mistakes.
因为最后我们一定发现， 只有神的拯救跟依靠神才是真实的唯一的一条路。
Because at the end, we'll realize that only when we rely on God, His salvation, His deliverance is the only option.
世人是靠不住的。
And we cannot rely on men.
所以对神的体验，我们一定要把它传给下一代。
So we must pass on to the next generation our experience of God.
我们今天年长的，做阿公阿嬷的，我们一定要把我们的这个信仰的经验呢，赶快诉说给我们的下一代听。
And so those who are older today, grandmas and grandpas, you must pass on your faith to the next generation.
当我们还很清楚我们对神 的那个作为还很记忆新鲜的时候，赶快让我们的下一代知道。
While we still remember God's works freshly in our minds, we must take the opportunity to pass on to the next generation.
不管是用讲的，用写的。
So whether it's with speech or with writing,
都要赶快做这个传承的工作。
We must hurry and do and pass it on to the next generation.
然后第二个体验是，这个作者大卫啊，他对神有很深的体验呢、啊。
My second reflection is that David has a very deep experience of God.
他真的知道说是神让他出生，生命是从神给他的。
He realized that God had brought him out of his mother's womb. His life was given by God.
而且神是一直都在扶持他，从他出生以后一路都在看顾他。
And God is somebody who has been with him since he was born.
那神也用各种机会在教训他。
And God used many opportunities to teach him.
所以你看神是一个最好的老师。
So from here we can see that God is the best teacher.
今天如果我们能够认识神，今天我们生命当中所遭遇的每一件事情，我们都看作是神让我们学习的功课。
So if everything that happens to our lives, we see that as a lesson from God.
所以十七节说，神啊，自我年幼的时候，你就教训我了。
And that's why verse 17 says, "My youth, O God, you have taught me."
直到如今，我传扬你奇妙的作为。
And to this day, I declare your marvelous deeds.
所以呢，你看他说，神事实上是叫我经历重大极难的。
And God has allowed him to go through tribulations.
第二十节说，你是叫我多经历重大极难的人。
20, though you have made me see troubles.
他明白他所遭遇的一切都是神的安排，神美好的安排。
And he realized that everything he has gone through is the arrangement of God.
虽然很痛苦，但是神最后也会让我昌大，神会来安慰我。
As bitter as it was, at the end, God will restore him and God will comfort him.
这是21节说，求你使我越发昌大，又转来安慰我。
In verse 21, it says, you will increase my honor and comfort me once again.
所以神的安慰，你看神在训练，神让我们经历事件，其实神也在带领我们，扶持我们，神还会用这个机会来让我们昌大，也来安慰我们的心。
God allow us to go through certain experience. At the end, He will give us honor and He will comfort us.
然后在这一篇里面呢、啊，这两篇里面，你会看到作者在讲神的什么东西。
And in these two chapters, you see that the author is saying something about God.
我要传扬，我要去诉说神的什么东西了。
And what is he praising or telling about?
我们先来看一下，在圣经里面，我们在读经的时候，我们可以利用的方式，看到一些重复的字眼，我们要特别留意。
So this is the way that we can that will help us study the Bible. When you see a repetitive word, you can pay attention to it.
第七十篇的第四节跟71篇的第十五节啊。
In chapter 70, verse 4 and 71, verse 15.
你看，愿那些喜爱你救恩的，常说当尊神为大。啊，第七十篇的第四节第二段那里，愿那喜爱你的救恩呢，你的救恩。
And those who love your salvation always says, "Let God be exalted."
哦，在七十篇的七十一篇的第十五节哈。
And 71, verse 15.
第七十一篇的第十五节
verse 15、
哦、我终日要述说你的公义和你的救恩、啊、
My mouth will tell of your righteousness and your salvation.
我们今天要传扬，我们要述说给后代，传扬重点在什么呢？是什么呢？
So what is it that we want to tell the next generation?
神的救恩。
That is God's salvation.
然后第二个，我们看第七十一篇的第八节
In 71 verse 8,
你的赞美，你的荣耀，终日满了我的口。
My mouth is filled with your praise, declaring your splendor all day long.
我们传扬对神的赞美，传扬神的荣耀。
So we are passing on God's praise and God's honor.
第四个看第七十一篇的第十五节、啊、
Chapter 71 verse 15,
你看我要述说你的公义，神的公义。
And to tell of God's righteousness.
我们看第十六节。
16.
我单要提说你的公义。
And that I will proclaim your righteousness alone.
第十九节。
19。
神啊，你的公义甚高，行过大事的神啊，谁能像你？
19. Your righteousness reaches the sky, O God. Who, you who have done great things, who, O God, is like you?
24节。
24。
并且我的舌头必终日赞啊讲论你的公义，因为那些谋害我的人已经蒙羞受辱了。
Verse 24, my tongue will tell of your righteous acts all day long, for those who want to harm me have been put to shame and confusion.
他一直在强调要传扬神的公义的。
So he's emphasizing that he needs to tell of God's righteous acts.
这个也是他祈求神来搭救的那个根据。
And this is the reason why he asked God to save him.
因为71篇的第二节说，求你凭你的公义来搭救我，救拔我，侧耳听我，拯救我。
In verse 71, chapter 71, verse 2, rescue me, deliver me in your righteousness, turn your ear to me and save me.
神的公义就是神不会把那个作恶的人哦，绝对不会把他当作无罪，神一定会处罚的。
God's righteousness is that he will never treat the evil as sinless, God will surely punish them.
这是他所传讲的重点的第四点，是神的公义。
And so this is the fourth point, that he is trying to emphasize, that is God's righteousness.
第五个就是神奇妙的作为。
And the fifth point is God's miraculous works.
第十七节那里所说的。
And this is in verse 17.
十七节说，到如今我要传扬你的奇妙的作为。
And to this day I will declare your marvelous deeds.
神的奇妙作为是人看不懂，就是说人认为不太可能的，但是这个就是神的作为。
And that God's marvelous deed is something that men do not understand, is something that men think is impossible.
第十八节说，
Verse 18,
我要传扬神你的能力。
And that he wants to tell of God's power.
等我将你的能力指示下代，将你的大能指示后世的人。
Till I declare your power to the next generation, your might to all those who are to come.
神的这个在我们身上作为，我们要传给下一代了。
And we need to declare God's power to the next generation.
第七个就是神主啊，你的诚实，第二十二节。
And next is verse 22, God's faithfulness.
我们现在看二十二节说，我的神啊，我要鼓瑟称赞你，称赞你的诚实，以色列的圣者啊，我要弹琴歌颂你。
Verse 22, I will praise you with a harp for your faithfulness, O God. I will sing and praise you with a lyre, O Holy One of Israel.
其实这个就是我们今天在传扬，在讲论神的重点。
And so this is the focus of us praising God.
神是信实的神。
That God is a faithful God.
今天我们弟兄姐妹，如果大家在分享的时候，都在谈论有关于神的事情。
So today, when we are sharing with each other, if we're talking about matters of God,
我们都是在赞美神。
We are all praising God.
其实我们每一个人都互相被造就了。
And so each of us will edify each other.
我们会述说我们所听到的一些神奇妙的作为，神的一些神迹奇事，在我们教会，在我们个人，在我们弟兄姐妹身上的这些奇妙作为了。
And so we will praise God and share of all the marvelous deeds that God has done in each of our lives.
我们今天投靠神的永不羞愧。
So today, if we put our trust in God, we will never be ashamed.
你看，今天我们在教会当中，我们听到很多奇妙的见证啊。
So today in church, you've heard of many wonderful testimonies.
我们如果有注意的话，我们有很多见证哦，不管是在玛拿杂志或者在圣灵月刊里面。
We've also had many testimonies, whether it's in the Holy Spirit Monthly or the Mana Magazine.
我记得在可能二十几年前呢，在台湾土库教会跟在更早期的台北教会啊，都碰到一场火灾。
I remember 20 some years ago in the Toku Church, or Taipei Church in Taiwan, there was a fire.
那个火灾都已经要烧到教会来了。
And so the fire was encroaching near the nearby church.
那个土库教会啊，那一场火灾，都已经烧到真的那个突然间半夜的时候大火。
And in Tubu Church, in the middle of the night, a fire broke out.
那个看会堂的姐妹急得要命。
And so a sister that was watching the church was very worried.
神啊，教会要被烧掉了，怎么可以？你赶快来救啊！
And so she was crying to God that God, the church is about to be burned down. Come and save us.
照理说，应该这种情况，赶快逃命走了。
Normally speaking, under such a situation, she should be running for her life.
但是就是有那个信心。赶快跪在那边祷告。
But she had the faith to kneel down and pray there.
人家没有信的人，隔壁邻居在看啊，你看你说耶稣在你们这里，神保护，你看神怎么救你们。
And so the neighbors who are not believers would watch and think to themselves, you guys are Christians, you believe in God, let's see how God will save you.
就是那么奇妙，在那个时候突然之间下雨。
And miraculously at the time, there was a rain.
不但下雨，还 还风转向。
And not only it started to rain, but the wind blew in a different direction.
这个同样类似的情况在台北教会都发生过的。
And similar situation also happened to the fire in Taipei Church.
我们就是看到说神真的是值得我们投靠的神。
And from here we can see that God is a God that is worthy of our reliance.
我们今天信靠神的永不羞愧。
So those of us who trust in God will never be ashamed.
最后那个火被浇灭以后。众人真的是欢呼说：“你们的神真的是活的。”
At the end, when the fire was put out by the rain, so the neighbors were all saying, "Your God is a living God."
众人才说：“真的，你们所拜的神在看顾你们。”
And the neighbors would say that your God is actually watching over you.
因为他们明明看到神的作为。
Because they witnessed the work of God.
所以我们所敬拜的神是活神，是真神。
So the God that we worship is a living God, is a true God.
是值得我们所有的赞美。
He is worthy of all of our praises.
我们要述说神的作为。
We have to declare His work.
那我们一起来相信，凡投靠神的永不羞愧。
So let us all believe that those who trust in God will not be ashamed.
我们来唱诗328首。
So let us sing Hymn 328.